I like to spend a little time shopping in the online world. But then I also really love just hanging out in the club, trolling for nervous, submissive prey. Okay, so that's a little mean, but the analogy is apt. You see, when I'm trying to lure you out of the shadows and soothe you into coming closer, it's exactly like hunting or fishing. I sit and look innocuous yet appealing and gently, so very gently, lure out the nervous submissive. The other day I was chatting with a couple of the more bold newcomers to the sim, and I noticed that there was a lurker hiding back behind me. Still and silent, just looking around ever so casually, and all my mistress instincts sat up and noticed him. There's an art to luring out a nervous submissive. I said hi to him, invited him to come closer, to no avail. Ooh, a tricky fella. So I started asking him open-ended questions. See, I used to do retail high-end luxury sales. You ask questions, you get the other person to open up a bit, talk about themselves, you find out what they're looking for, and then you provide it. In this case, it's, what brought you by today? Were you looking for anything or just exploring? And then, where did you hear about us? You know, nice, gentle openers. Turns out, he was there because he'd seen a blog on cock control about what we were up to and got curious. So I chatted with him a bit about what we're doing in the virtual world. He wanted to know how we use our virtual space for sessions. We use the three-dimensional virtual world in sessions for the visuals, and sometimes as a platform in itself for sessions. We can use the voice chat in world or combine with Skype for excellent audio and the added zing of the visuals. We can simply chat together in the world, spending time and hanging out, being casual, building intimacy, that sort of thing. Or we can use the scripted furniture for fun and games. I showed my nervous submissive some of the newer furniture I'd gotten for myself in world, including a lovely couch and a submissive's pillow. And I invited him to try it out, see how it animates you. Can you guess which bit of furniture he went for? Was it the couch with cuddle animations or the pillow so he could kneel at my feet? The moral of the story here is that you should definitely check us out in the virtual world. Even if you're nervous submissive, come and play with us, and I promise we'll be gentle. Unless you want us to be mean, in which case you should definitely come kneel in front of me like the eager bitch slut that you are. If you like this, you'll like my blog, fetishphonesexblog.com, or call me 800-539-4566. Ask for Harper.